AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners' John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporium on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairie Land Partners has 15 John Deere dealerships across the state of Kansas that are committed to delivering the right solution. And right now, Prairie Land Partners has openings for parts specialists, service technicians, sales representatives, and various management positions. If you're seeking a career with a leading agricultural company that offers competitive wages and great benefits, visit the careers page at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 18th of July, 68 degrees on our way to 91 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Lyon County Fair board member and Lyon County Fair spokesperson, Ken Duft. Lyon County Fair is not that far away. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. The fair is creeping ever closer, is it not?
Oh, it is. It is. August the 4th will be here before you know it. You'll see the carnival running in full force.
And we still have time to get those money-saving advance tickets for grandstand events, Ken?
You do. You do. If you don't know a 4-H-er, dial 342-5014. And we'll put you in contact with one or get you some tickets. There, you save $5 right now for the night shows. So you need to buy them now and save yourself some money so you can spend it on gas.
Well put, Ken. Well put.
I didn't want to go there, but you did. How are the sales going so far, Ken?
I don't know that. The 4-H-ers haven't, until they turn them in, after they're done selling at the end of the month is when we'll know how good they done. We hope they do good. We hope everybody comes out to the fair. That's why we put it on, you know. It's community. We try to provide something for the community that everybody can enjoy. So we want everybody to come out and enjoy the fair, whether it's walking around looking at the animals or just walking around, going into the Boyer Building or outside looking at the exhibit. You know, or in the Anderson Building looking at all the fair projects the kids do. You know, we just want you to come out.
Well, when does the fair begin? When does all this fun and festiveness start, Ken?
August the 4th, the carnival kicks in and starts running. All the animals show up on August the 4th. They get weighed in and stuff. The shows start on August the 5th. Friday, August the 5th, we'll start with the beef show. So during the day. So we're ready to go.
Good
if
night.
Not, we're behind.
Yeah, we're kind of used to having those 4-H shows kick off like the last week, week and a half of July right now. So basically it sounds like everything is getting compressed here this time around.
No. We haven't done July for several years. It's always been in August. And then it starts August 4th and runs through the 13th. I think that was about the same dates last year, too. Maybe one day off.
All right, well, let's talk about the grandstand events you have coming up. Lay it down for us, Ken.
Well, Saturday, August the 6th, 7 p.m., the Ranch Rodeo. And if you haven't seen a Ranch Rodeo, you need to come out and see one. I guarantee you'll have a ball. Just come on out. It's Saturday, August the 6th, at 7 p.m. is the Ranch Rodeo. And then Sunday, August the 7th, at 5 p.m., we're having the kids' tractor pull up at the show arena. That's a free one. Monday, August the 8th, we have the 4-H premium sale at 6 p.m. at the show arena. And if you can't attend that in person and you want to purchase an animal, which we encourage everybody to do, no matter how much you want to spend, call us, you know, we'll help you out. We'll get you in contact with somebody else, you know, if that's what it takes. You can go on to DV Auctions, that's David Victor Auctions, and we have them filming it and broadcasting it, and you can bid online. Tuesday, August the 9th, the Mutton Bustin' will be in the big arena down here right before the Buck Rumble and Roll. Got to come watch all the kids ride the sheep. That's a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday, August the 10th, a free gate. 4-H rodeo, you know, the kids do hard work all year long riding. and roping and tying the goats. So come on out on Tuesday, August the 10th at 6 p.m. and watch the kids compete. It's free to get in for that. Thursday, August the 11th at 7 p.m. is the antique tractor pull. That's another free gate. If you like old tractors, come on out. It's a fun time. At the same time, 7 p.m., Pee Wee Rodeo up in the show arena. That's free to watch. Watch the littler kids. It's not in 4-H. They compete on horseback up there. And Friday, August the 12th at 7 p.m., we got the truck and tractor pull in the main arena down here. Fun for everybody.
Damn.
Watch the black smoke roll. Saturday, August the 13th, 7 p.m., to end the fair, the smashing, crashing, and bashing demolition derby. Don't miss it. It's great.
All right, so there is the lineup. Commercial vendors, are you still looking for commercial vendors? Still room out there, Ken?
We are. We do have room, whether you want to be in the Boyer building or you want to be outside, give us a call. We're needing commercial vendors. If you got a business to showcase, just bring it out here. It's, what, 4 nights you'll be here. So, you know, it's not that bad. It doesn't cost much. We're giving away for the Boyer building. We're actually giving away Main Street Bucks again this year like we did last year. We'll be doing drawings every day. They got to go through, get a card, and visit each vendor. And then we have a drawing after that. Got to be 18 years or older to participate in that. So, you know, we're trying to get more people to go down and visit the business booths down there in the Boyer building. So that was something we come up with last year, and it seemed to help. So
good
we
deal.
Need more business. Commercial booths.
Understood. And you mentioned the carnival. Boy, the carnival is always a fun place to be whenever it comes to the fair.
$25 wristbands each and every night. Come out, ride to your heart's content. So they'll be running starting August the 4th through the 13th. So we want to invite everybody to come out. There's something for everybody out here at the fair.
And once again this year, KVOE will be video streaming the livestock shows from the 4-H'ers out at the Lyon County Fair. So be listening for details and specific times on that. We enjoy doing that for those that like to watch the kids do their presentations and showmanship out at the Lyon County Fair. So it is just about here. The Lyon County Fair. And Ken, you have a website that has everything there on it, all that information?
It is LyonCountyFairKS.org.
That will get you all the information you need. August 4th through the 13th, get ready for the Lyon County Fair. Anything else, Ken?
Nope, just looking forward to seeing everybody from this county and every county. Come out and enjoy the fair.
All right.
It's a fun time each and every day.
It is. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Lyon County Fair Board member Ken Duft and also the Lyon County Fair spokesperson joining us here this morning, August 4th through the 13th, Chuck, the Lyon County Fair.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of our morning show, well, for the newsmaker slots, we're full this week, and we're really kind of scrambling because we only got a couple of Newsmaker 3 slots available right now. So give us a call if you want to be on with us next week. Almost all of our slots are full. 620-342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Jared Giffen, the Emporia School District Director of Human Resources, will be really leading off a fairly busy morning for USD 253 on our morning show tomorrow because he'll be talking about the district job fair at Flint Hills Mall, which will be at Wednesday. And then also we have the Emporia Showcase in the 8:20 to 8:45 time slot with Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, both tomorrow, both on KVOE.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local 730.